everybody. Welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. Today's episode will be something that I've talked about, but I was in the mood to give a sort of refresh. Wishes. I think it's important to celebrate wishes and desires in all forms, and the International Day about them is on April 29. Go back to episode 25 of season 1, which I gave more information about wishes and Make-A-Wish Foundation. Wishes are really important because they keep people motivated. Keep dreaming for something good is the most powerful desire that I wish that everyone who is listening can have. And I keep repeating that because even envious people has dreams, but they want to reach them only by trying to hurt others. But what's the point? I've met a person that was living the same situation that happened last year to me. I helped her, I gave her my support and shared my opinion because she needed to find a way to smile again. My wish was her to be happy as the beginning when I met her. Someone said that beautiful things come slowly and only a positive attitude will bring them to you. Wishes came true. Right now, except for some days, I'm good and at peace, and everything that I've wished is slowly coming to reality. The piece of advice that may I give is not to think about it in an obsessive way. Sometimes I think that we are going to reach what we wish for, but the path that we will take most of the time is the hardest, the one full of tests and setbacks, but at the end the destination will be amazing. For example, my love life was full of obstacles and tests, and I'm feeling really great, but I'm not revealing anything yet. But the perfect example is that I'm glad to share is about the podcast. Last year, after recording the Make-A-Wish episode, I expressed a wish to reach as many people as possible worldwide and to be as more spontaneous as possible as well. It happened. There are people worldwide listening to me and to this podcast. And I think that now is the perfect time to read a piece of poem that fit perfectly the topic of wishes. I wish you. I wish you first to love, and that loving also be love. And if not, be brief in forgetting, and that after forgetting, don't hold grudges. I wish, therefore, that it is not so, but that if it is, you know, utter without despair. I wish you also have friends, and that, even bad and inconsequential, be brave and faithful, and at least there is one to trust without hesitation. And because life is like that, I wish you also to have enemies, neither many nor few, to the exact extent, so that sometimes you wonder your own certainties, and that among them there is at least one that is fair, so you don't feel too safe. I wish you also to be useful, more not irreplaceable, and that in bad times when there is nothing left, that utility is enough to keep you up. Have you ever thought how would be your life without wishes and desires? Empty. Therefore, I think having desires to keep our life up, and sometimes it's better to set focus on small intermediate goals to be happier, satisfied and motivated. Learning to enjoy the little things is amazing. Each time that I'm preparing an episode, I know that someone will listen to it and appreciate, because this podcast is meant to give some inspirational input, to learn something about you, to wake a hidden interest. Who knows what kind of effect is having, but I know it is good and positive. Therefore, I can confirm that wishes comes true. Recently, I discovered someone from Sweden and Mexico listened to my podcast. I was happy and getting emotional. Dear listeners, sometimes wishes don't come true when you want. Let me better explain. Last year, I dreamt of becoming a mother during 2024. Unfortunately, mathematically, it's not possible. But for me, it is the sign that I should shift my focus on another wish to come true. Because it is maybe not the time to start a family. Just for the moment, just for this year, but it will occur later, and I don't want to lose the hope. Sometimes I think time is something that we should not control. We cannot control, because if we become then obsessive about a wish, we'll get hurt and disappointed. Therefore, in these days, I want to forget and postpone. It's not the time, and it's okay. There are other wishes that I should focus on so that I make my life fulfilled as well as motherhood will be. But maybe next year, who knows? Never lose hope and never give up. Sometimes, to make a wish come true, we should change perspective and not let people or situations to condition our wishes and our mental health. Now it's time to conclude, and I wish you the best. And I want to say that we are unique. Remember that. And as well our wishes and our life. Live and be grateful for how a change of perspective may help you. And who knows what will happen. Keep your mind positive and try to find what you make feel you at peace and happy. Thank you very much, my dear listeners. And stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.